two mausoleums in the town of Plattsburgh and Ellenburg that had been operated by the same nonprofit company ended up under state receivership in 2015 after reports of severe neglect and abandonment. The state receivership of Whispering Maples Memorial Gardens will be transferred to the two towns at the end of the month. Repair costs alone are estimated at $146,000. Town of Plattsburgh Supervisor Michael Cashman plans to join his Ellenburg counterpart next week in Albany to meet with officials. He says state officials have failed to recognize the emotional fallout Whispering Maples has caused.
The town of Ellenburg and Plattsburgh were told by the New York State Division of Cemeteries that Whispering Maples, an organization, a nonprofit entity, was basically defunct, was having a number of issues. So they are leaning on a stature of an abandoned cemetery, which in New York State, the local municipalities then become responsible for maintaining the cemetery structure. There is a very large difference between a cemetery and a mausoleum. A cemetery, you know, you mow and do some general maintenance. A mausoleum is a building which has a roof and, you know, a number of other complications to it. So both Jason Dezan, who's the Ellenburg supervisor, and myself have been working with a number of individuals to advocate for our town to obtain the appropriate resources before the state kind of puts it in our lap. We have really tried to do the moral and ethical thing for the individuals that have loved ones in those facilities. There are grandparents, parents, children, nieces, nephews. We have veterans, our heroes that are in these facilities, and we want to protect and make sure that they are respected. But we also have to do what is important to the local municipalities and protect our taxpayers by obtaining the appropriate resources from New York State.
Michael Cashman, where was the oversight and who was supposed to have the oversight of the mausoleum prior and would have been able to tell that there was deterioration going on at Whispering Maples?
Sure. New York State Division of Cemeteries had the oversight. And the other part to it, of course, were the individuals that were operating Whispering Maples had the moral and ethical responsibility to make sure that both of these facilities never got to the level that they are at. Now the towns, Ellenburg and Plattsburgh, face a situation where we need to obtain resources to get them on the right track. Now, to date, working with Senator Little and Assemblywoman Dupree, we were able to obtain $300,000 in New York State's budget, and that will go to defer the perpetual care costs.
Now, the deterioration of these buildings were such that you would think that family members of those that were interred there must have filed complaints. Were complaints ignored?
You know, I think there were many levels where this broke down. What it boils down to is the oversight really was the New York Division of Cemeteries. I can't speak to any complaints that were filed in the past. All I can say is when you go into the facilities, you cannot help but to be emotional. Speaking personally, I don't have anybody in those mausoleums, but my mother and I lost my stepfather due to a brain tumor about 2 years ago, and there is still an open wound there. When you lose somebody, your heart aches forever. And when you think of the final resting place of a loved one, you want to go there to pay respect, to reconnect, to meditate. And neither of these facilities are at a place where someone should be going to do that because they've gotten to a level of such disrepair.
With the town of Ellenburg and the town of Plattsburgh basically taking responsibility for these facilities, what do you see the long-term future for them? Is it something where they will be sold or what?
We're not being given the choice of whether or not we take these facilities. What we are doing is trying to pump the brakes and to make sure that we get the resources to get the facilities up to a standard that they should have been years ago. The second piece of that is to obtain perpetual care funds. So in 30 or 50 years, when the roof needs to be replaced again or the carpets need to be replaced again, that we have adequate funds to address those. So the long-term care. One of the things, they will be renamed, and the mausoleum in the town of Plattsburgh will be the Town of Plattsburgh Community Mausoleum. It will no longer be known as Whispering Maples once it gets transferred.
Do you think it is appropriate that the mausoleums be under town purview?
I'm quite upset by the fact that New York State doesn't take the time to understand the impact that it has on the local level. Without adequate funding and support, this by far will be the biggest unfunded state mandate that our towns see. And what I mean by that is it's ongoing. You know, we will have these facilities until the end of time. So, no, I don't think it's appropriate. I think that New York State should have a moratorium on mausoleums. I don't want to see any other community have to deal with this in the future. But I also think that New York State needs to rework its model and make sure that we have the adequate funding to do what we need to morally, ethically, and to protect our taxpayers.
A link on the town website has a history and updates on Whispering Maples. Tomorrow on Midday Magazine, Supervisor Michael Cashman will discuss international aerospace manufacturer Norsk Titanium's move to the town of Plattsburgh as the first state-of-the-art items of equipment are delivered. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.